Well, back here at Marlins Park tonight, the Marlins kick off a three-game set against the New York Mets. And joining us, a voice you've heard over the phone the last couple of days, right-handed relief pitcher Brian Ellington, who's now sitting with me face-to-face. He's got his call to the big leagues. Brian, when we chatted with you, you were in Toronto earlier in the month. You went back to AA. You got a call to AAA earlier this week. And just last night, I understand you found out you're coming to the big leagues.
Yeah, it's been quite a crazy past few weeks for me, but you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm just so blessed for the opportunity to be here to get to come to the big leagues. I mean, it's been my dream since I was a kid, and you know, you can walk into our locker room and just look around and see all the great players, and to be in the same locker room as them, it's truly humbling. It's just really something that I'm extremely grateful for.
What was it like when you walked into a big league clubhouse today?
Well, it was a crazy day. I got up at 3 this morning in Oklahoma City to catch a cab to the airport. So, you know, finally, just last night, not really sleeping too much, just, you know, kind of thinking what it would be like getting here and, you know, finally getting here and walking in and coming to the big league clubhouse. I mean, it's just it's everything you thought it would be and more that I dreamed about as a kid. I mean,
you've been out throwing with the pitchers today. Your first time at Marlins Park?
It's funny, actually. I did a pre-draft workout here in June of 2012 before I got drafted. So I came here and got to see it, and it's I guess what now, a little over 3 years later, and here I am again. So
When I talked to you last week, when you first got the call you're going to the Pan Am games, you got a phone call, you were called into the office, and you thought, what have I done? Have I been traded? What the case may be? What was that conversation like last night? Short, sweet, and to the point, or did they mess with you a little bit in AAA?
Well, I got moved up to AAA from AA on the road, so I didn't have a lot of nice clothes with me. I brought a few collared shirts to travel on the road in AA, and the first thing I did when I got to AAA, we were leaving after my first game, my pitch that night, and then we were leaving the next day. And I went in and told Andy Haynes, the manager there, when I got there, I said, hey, I don't have, you know, like the sports coat and really nice slacks. I said, I brought some jeans and some Pearl Snap Wrangler shirts. So, you know, deal, bear with me. But fortunately, I got to borrow a sports jacket from one of the players there for the flight to OKC. And then he told me yesterday, he said, man, you know, stuff happens real quick in this game. You don't have any excuses now. You're going to have to find yourself some nice clothes here in the next few days. So I got to play for Andy in the fall league last year. So we had a little bit of relationship already, and he just told me congratulations. He was proud of me.
Friends and family en route to Marlins Park?
Yeah, my mom, my dad, my sister, brother-in-law, girlfriend, and her parents are all coming down. I'm about 4 hours north of here. So they're coming down tonight, and
what was that phone call like?
My mom said, "Get out of here! You know, you're lying to me," because I've joked around with her before. Hey, mom, I'm going to the big leagues, and she'll say, "Oh, really? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I got to ask you something." So, for finally be able to call them, and you know, they know that I've wanted to do this my whole life, and to finally just get the opportunity. I mean, I know it makes them happy for me, because they know how much it means to me, but also at the same time, I know it means a lot to them, because they've been with me, you know, through Tommy John surgery, through some of the struggles I've had throughout my career, and, you know, they've been there every step of the way, the biggest supporters. So,
when you take the mound, whether it's here at Marlins Park or in a couple of days from now on the road, what can we expect to see out of Brian Ellington when he takes the mound? Who is he? What type of pitcher is he?
Well, I like to attack the hitters. I mean, I think that's a big thing. Once I got comfortable and confident in my mind that you could attack the hitters and that your stuff was good enough, you let the great defense that you have play behind you, that the game becomes a lot easier. You don't find yourself in 2-0 and 3-1 counts if you'll go ahead and get ahead of the hitter, you know, force contact early. A lot of times you have more success. So, you know, I like to get after the hitters early, like to challenge them. Mano y mano, you know, I guess you could say, just go after them and just throw the best stuff you can at them.
Brian Ellington, welcome to the big leagues. Best of luck, and we can't wait to see you take the mound.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it, sir.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.